Hello, friends, and welcome to Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM and broadcasting live from Bellevue, just outside Seattle in the United States. The purpose of Out of This World Radio is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place, and I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. I want to thank everyone so much for making Out of This World Radio one of the most popular talk shows in the Seattle area and the fastest growing metaphysical and spiritual radio program in the world with over 160,000 listeners in over 70 countries. Before we start, I'd like to thank everyone's help for the program because Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit program supported entirely by donations. And for those who'd like to donate, please go to the donate button at the upper right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just click on it. I really appreciate all your help and support because I know together we can create a much better and happier world. I also have a new television program called Out of This World TV, which broadcasts three times a week on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays on Channel 22 in the Seattle and Olympia area. The TV show is also available on YouTube under either my name, Ted Marr, or Out of This World. And there are now over 50 episodes available on YouTube. I want to thank everyone so much for all their wonderful help including Marco in Finland, Jan Rossini of California, Anita Curtis from Dublin, Ireland, Dorothy from Montreal, Jason in North Vancouver, British Columbia, and the Neuschwanger family from Costa Rica. I'd also like to thank the many sponsors of this show, including the wonderful Crystal Spirit Spiritual Center in Tacoma, Tom Palladino, a famous scalar energy healer, and many, many others. If you're interested in, we're also looking for sponsors and advertisers for the show, and any advertising on the program will have a worldwide audience for your goods and services. With that, I'd like to thank my dear friend Carol, who's been signing my website, providing wonderful support, my friends in the Galactic Alliance who've been supporting my show, my angelic and earthly family, as well as KKNW, without whose help and support this program would not be possible. My friend Carol lost her father recently, and I'd like to ask everyone listening today to please send lots of love and light to her and her mom, and their family to help them deal with the loss of their beautiful father. I have a spiritual mentoring program where I teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides. If you'd like to get in touch with your loved ones who have passed on, or contact your guides and get some good spiritual advice, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793, or toll-free in the United States and Canada at 1-888-879-8339. Our first guest during this from 2 to 3 p.m. Pacific time will be Tim Ray, a wonderful gentleman who runs an organization called United Intentions. He'll be on in just a few minutes, but I wanted to tell you of some upcoming events. Tomorrow, on Saturday, March 24th, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Kent Commons in Kent, Washington, just south of Seattle, I'll be giving psychic readings along with Michiko Hayashi of the Moto Peace Project. Michiko will be giving Hado vibrational treatment water treatments with her special Hado treatment machines. And for those who missed the opportunity to get a Hado treatment last week at my Galactic Wisdom Conference, this will be another opportunity to get one of these Hado treatments. And if you miss her this weekend, the next time you'll be able to catch her is in Tokyo, Japan. So that's where that's where her home is. So I hope you can come. Also, I want to tell you, a local jeweler in the Seattle area here has donated some beautiful gemstones. And for those who come and come by our booth tomorrow at Emerald Spiral, will be for those those donating to the Immortal Peace Project, they'll get themselves a beautiful children's book from the Immortal Peace Project called Messages from Water, as well as a small gemstone. These gemstones are beautiful, and they're very, very nice. So if you are interested in that, please come by. Also, Michiko Hayashi will be coming on during the next hour of my program from 3 to 4 p.m. to talk about her work with the Hado machines and how they can help people. Also, during the day tomorrow, I'll be giving out information and flyers about Tom Palladino's free Scalar Energy program. If you'd like more information, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. 1 week from today, on March 30th, I'll also be giving readings with Carolyn and Jerry White, fantastic psychics at the historic and famous Tokelan Hotel in Tokelan, Washington, which is right on the Pacific Ocean. I'll also be we'll be contacting spirits at the Tokelan Hotel. It's full of spirits and paranormal activity, and it's just a really interesting place. The hotel itself was built in 1868, and it's the oldest hotel on one of the oldest hotels on the West Coast. It's going to be a wine and spirits event where the wine will be free. The wine's being donated from the Cranberry Road Winery. And I also will be donating lots of bottles of Italian red wine and white wine. So if you are interested, please come. If you stay at the hotel the night of March 30th, it only costs $35 a night, which is an incredible price for this beautiful old hotel. If you're interested, you can contact the Tokelen Hotel directly by telephoning 206-755-8515. That's 206-755-8515. Or you can email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. We'll be there. I'll be doing my show from 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific time from the hotel and bringing in spirits 1 week from today. Then we'll be doing readings Friday night. And also, Michiko Hayashi will be giving a presentation there at the hotel on Saturday, March 31st at about 12 noon. And at 7 p.m. that night on the 31st, she'll also be giving another presentation at the Poodle Dog Restaurant in Fife, Washington for donations. One thing I wanted to tell everyone, if you missed my Galactic Conference last week, you can order the audios and some videos of the conference for just $97. If you're interested, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com or call me at 509-750-9793. I wanted to tell everyone that my conference, Galactic Wisdom Conference, next year will be held at the same location at 9101 Stillicum Road in Olympia, Washington, from April 12th through the 16th, 2019. The website for more information is www.galacticwisdomconference.com. And in addition to that, every year I go to Mount Shasta at least twice a year. And this summer, from July 2nd through the 8th, I'll be taking a group of people to Mount Shasta, Telos, and the Hollow Earth. For those of you who can't come in July, I'll be doing it again September 6th through the 11th. During the last couple of trips, I've been to Mount Shasta. Each time, people have gone into Telos and Shambhala, and it's an amazing experience. We also see many, many Sasquatch, and, of course, UFOs flying in and out of Mount Shasta late at night from the Hollow Earth. If you're interested, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. And with that, I'd like to bring on my first guest, Tim Ray of United Intentions. Tim, are you there?
Yes, Ted, and a galactic hello to you.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you so much. Hey, you know, it was such a good, I so enjoyed meeting you and your friend Kelly Gallagher at the Conscious Life Expo in Los Angeles in February. You know, you've got a heart of pure gold, and it was just really, really fun and a joy to meet you last month.
It was. I mean, I'm always about the energy, right, and mm-hmm. frequency and vibration, and we seem to just bond immediately. And yeah. I just, when I do that with people, I just love to keep the relationship going forward, whatever it turns into, whatever it may be. It doesn't really matter, but it is great. And I really love your energy and I love what you're doing. And because I really see what you're doing is really the bigger pictures here, especially when you speak about the galactic process of what people can't perhaps put their finger on, but on other dimensions, we perhaps know what's happening. And I think it's comforting to know that there's a galactic alliance out there that's waiting for us to ascend or descend into our world here to create heaven on earth, whatever the case may be. And being part of that and seeing that at this point as being a human where most of us are connected into the matrix and we just think that we have to work, go to work, do this, you know, come home, you know, make the bacon and go to sleep, watch football. It's like I say to everybody all the time, Ted, you know, we... science fiction doesn't have anything on reality. Okay.
Well, I tell you, Tim, you know, I think this is a very exciting time to be alive. For tens of thousands of years, what's called the Schumann resonance was at 7.8 hertz, and that was steady until September 2016, and then it doubled to 13.8 hertz. Since that time, it's gone well over 200 hertz. Frankly, I've lost track of exactly where it is today. But with that vibrational frequency rising like that, things are getting better. And there's also an interesting thing happening, too, with both positive and negative elements here on the planet. Negative elements, negatively oriented people, corporations, and governments are having a very tough time, and they will continue to have a tough time because the frequency now is rising so fast and so rapidly, they can't resonate with the planet anymore. They can't do their evil stuff anymore. And there's going to be a time, I don't think, where they'll be allowed to be around anymore. So,
is it that, Ted, or is it that mm-hmm. they'll be vibrating on their frequency where other people will be vibrating in a different dimension as we rise with this Hertz frequency? As you're saying, mm-hmm. it's not that maybe that goes, that like just never exists anymore. It just perhaps it's on a different frequency, a different plane mm-hmm. that's rising with this frequency rise. So there may be people still there who are suffering and going through the pain and the anguish and the sure. power of others. And I don't know, maybe not, maybe so, but I would assume that things just don't disappear and just until elimination. They may disappear in our reality sure. because we're not reaching that frequency. But as Einstein says, you know, you want to experience a certain reality, then you got to match that frequency of the reality you want to experience. And so if people are not willing to match that frequency, excuse me, then they're going to you know, be matching some other frequency that matches their frequency. And
that's true.
If it is with things falling apart or things going whatever it may be, then it's just one of the many multidimensional experiences that we'll be experiencing wherever we are on that frequency.
Oh yeah. That's
sounds crazy, right?
That's true. Absolutely. 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 Well, you know what's interesting? I think the time itself is like a river that can change course. And we are on a really beautiful timeline now where I don't think there's going to be any Third World War. I think we have challenges, of course, to deal with, but things are getting better and they'll continue to get better. And from what my spirit friends say on the other side, by the year, things are accelerating so fast, Tim, that by the year 2025, we'll have fully gone into the fifth dimension, into the higher dimensions. And that'll mean the total end of war and a very different society. I'm looking forward to it, frankly. I'm looking forward to it. So,
yeah, me too. But although I love my reality right now, and I mm-hmm. love being part of seeing the transformation of people who are not willing to look within themselves to frequency jump, as I call it, or leveling up.
Sure.
And then being there to assist people in that awakening process where mm-hmm. they're lost in the drama of it all, because we all create our own reality. Even Ted Dahmer created our own reality, right?
Yeah, and that's true.
It's not that Ted Dahmer is an evil person, let's say, but Ted Dahmer is a person who definitely was disconnected from his source, right?
Mm-hmm.
From source. And so here, you know, I think one of my purposes is to look into the dark side, to look into what's going on presently and just look at it for what it is and that reality, whatever it may be, and say, hey, guys, there could be a different, you could have a different way of viewing things, a different perspective. You could level up and you could have a different experience, change your perspective and you change your experience. You know, I call it the crisis of perception that we're experiencing right now on Earth.
At this earth,
at this frequency of Earth, because I'm sure there's many frequencies of Earth.
Mm-hmm.
You get a quantum on it. But I just love the fact that if that is the case, you could not only as I learn, you know, because the teacher and the taught create the teaching, right? So if we could learn as I assist people, I'm actually helping myself and as well. And as we're leveling up, we're experiencing more beautiful frequency, benevolent moments in time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't mind looking at the dark. I don't mind where we are right now in time for the fact that I wouldn't be here right now if I wasn't supposed to be doing what I'm doing.
Sure. Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I want to give out your website and then go over some of the things, your foundation. For those interested in more information about Tim's wonderful organization, the website is www.unitedintentions, that's plural, .org. And I was looking at your board of directors, and you have some wonderful people. In addition to yourself, of course, and Kelly Gallagher, who's a wonderful lady, you have Danion Brinkley and his wife, Catherine Brinkley. Danion, of course, is a fantastic gentleman. He has a lot of experiences, near-death experiences where he's gone to the light, came back, and by his own admission, I'm sure you've talked about this, Danion said that he was a real jerk before he he transformed himself.
That's mildly stated.
Really?
You know, he was an assassin for the CIA in many ways. You know?
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
He's done a lot of bad things in his life, and he's open about it. It's just that...
Sure.
It's just there, you know, that's the whole point.
Right.
When you have that near-death experience and you learn all the darkness that you've been playing in,
sure.
You come back, he's like, well, do I really want to play in that darkness?
Sure.
Because as he explained, that he had the panorama experience where he lived every moment that he did harm to another person, but he didn't live it in the moment like he just saw it. Mm-hmm. He actually felt it, but didn't feel what he felt. Mm-hmm. He actually felt the feelings and emotions and the pain of the people that he actually harmed.
Oh, wow. Amazing.
So that, he said, was part of his experience, and he's had that a couple of times. He had a few near-death experiences since then, mm-hmm. since the 70s. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I'm so grateful to have him on the board of directors and so grateful to have his wisdom, because it's not that, you know, darkness is everywhere, and mm-hmm. we have darkness within mm-hmm. ourselves, and we have light within ourselves. And so it's not about, you know, labeling one good or bad or going in the duality of evil and good. To me, it's more so, I think, people, when they awaken to this understanding, is they learn that it's all gray, and do we choose to stay in darkness, or do we choose with free will to bring light in? Sure. And as we do this within our own life, it's immediately reflected on a macro level of outside of ourselves in our reality that we're creating. So it's a whole other kind of way of looking at things. And then you throw in all those other variables like aliens and galactic federations, and, you know, that's just kind of me. That's just the icing on the cake.
Well, great. Well, Tim, what kinds of project does your foundation have going on now? I'd love to hear some of your projects.
Sure, we load people up in spaceships, and we head out to Neptune.
Okay, great.
Just kidding.
Sounds great.
I
hear the fishing is really good on some of the planets orbiting Jupiter and Saturn.
I think Uranus or Pluto, I thought, one of them. Right. But anyway, so we do a lot. It's all about the awakening of our intentions and showing ourselves and others how, on a united front, that we could become more aware of how our intentions are, how we create life. It's like the steering wheels, the intentions, and either you go through life, because we're doing it no matter what, whether you're conscious or unconscious about it. But if you go through life with consciously being aware of your intentions, mm-hmm. you could direct what you're creating, because we all kind of wake up to is our thoughts create a reality, and that means a lot, not only from like The Secret and things like that, but it's once you connect the dots that how you think, how you feel is actually, literally, in this matrix, this magical matrix we live in, mm-hmm. is going to create the next nanosecond experience for you. Mm-hmm. And so once you connect that dot, it's hard to be the victim. It's hard to be the person who doesn't claim complete and utter responsibility for what they're creating, you know. And through God, Goddess, all there is, co-creation, we create in this energy of field all the time. Now, if we're disconnected from that understanding, which a lot of people are in this in this plane today, mm-hmm. then you're going to let our reality steer you in any direction your intentions are. It's like a steering wheel with nobody manning it. It's just running wild wherever it goes. You know, it's flowing on whatever it goes, wherever it goes. So we're at the foundation. We kind of assist you to grab that steering wheel and learn how you could create, track, and manifest your intentions one intention at a time, mm-hmm. and steer your life through the creation process, through the law of attraction, through understanding where your subconscious beliefs are sabotaging perhaps your conscious belief on one specific intention. And when we deal with that, at least it gives you an opportunity to experiment with that mm-hmm. on the site, because it's a digital community. One of the things you come on, it's a free, because we're a 501c as well, Ted, as you are, mm-hmm. and people come on and they experiment and they play with creating intentions and then manifesting their intentions and then tracking how close they are to manifestation of whatever that intention may be.
Sure.
And what's
sure.
great about it is not just you do that on your own, but now you have a community, Ted, where you actually can manifest together with your new friends that you're meeting who are doing the same thing. So mm-hmm. here you are, you're creating your intentions. And you're now have the ability, because you could see your friend's intentions. So now you could help create their intentions with them through intention process,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And
sure.
then vice versa, they're able to help create your intentions. And they say, well, there's more power in two or more people, you know, come together in like-minded prayer or like-minded thought or like-minded intention. That's where the magic is. That's where the exponential experience of playing into this in this world of creating your intention through the dynamics of manifestation, the law of attraction, and that's where the magic occurs. And you could play on the site and do that. Not that you need to, but it's a good start if you're just kind of getting your feet off the ground and you really don't have the handle of doing that on your own in your own mind.
Well, I have to tell you something very important, Tim, and I think I'd like to make a prediction for your foundation. I think it's going to become even more important than it is now in the future, because we're shifting into the fifth dimension, fourth and then fifth dimension, very rapidly. And at one time, my guides said that the process would be complete by the year 2038. That actually was Nostradamus. But now, then he said a couple of years ago it had moved up to 2028. And then I heard about 2 weeks ago, both from my spirit friends on the other side and several psychics, that the information they received with that, because we're doing so well and we're raising our vibrations so rapidly, Tim, that this right. process will now be completed by the year 2025. And when we reach that higher dimensional level of the fifth dimension, what's going to happen is that thoughts become things, so that when you think of a thought, hopefully a positive thought, it will manifest very, very quickly. And wow. here in the third dimension, thoughts become things, but it's much slower. And there's always the buffer of time.
Density.
You know, but things do manifest, but slower. But as we get to the fifth dimension, things will manifest very, very quickly. Also, the other thing, too, is that we will lose time as we know it. Our concept of time now is, well, how can I say this? Every year, our earth scientists, Tim, are saying that the hours and minutes and time here on this planet is actually, it's decreasing every year. And I think that, what is it? It's actually decreasing by 2 or 3 minutes a month. Have you heard that?
No, it's not... I love the concept of it, though.
Yeah. And so we don't have, all these hours in a month are actually shrinking. And as we get closer to the fifth dimension, it'll shrink even more, to the point where suddenly you will find that our longevity will double, triple, and quadruple to much, much higher levels. Outside of this planet, from what I've been told by my galactic friends, Tim, humans live an average of about 1,000 years, sometimes much, much more. And the other thing, too, is that food becomes much less important than it is now. People still eat, but not to the extent that they do now, because they'll become far more light beings. And language becomes a secondary way to communicate, because most people, by the time they reach the fifth dimension, will communicate telepathically. And one of the things that Nostradamus has told me, that's what he said. He said this will become a telepathic planet. Most people today are already telepathic. They just don't realize it. You know, when you look at someone, let's say you're married, you look at your husband and wife, and you know what they're going to say even before they say it. That'll become even more pronounced. And the thing, it'll result in some massive societal changes. For example, in the future, Nostradamus, you won't need as many police as you do now, because people will be able to read each other's minds. And if somebody's stolen something or did something bad to somebody else, you'll be able to read their mind instantaneously and just know it. So nobody will be able to get away with anything.
You know, Ted, it brings me back to when we met in Conscious Life Expo. I was on the panel with these media experts, and we were going back and forth. And by the way, thank you. I'm glad to hear this news. That's great. Greatest news I heard all day.
Oh,
so
good.
It's good to hear. but we're on the panel, and was going back and forth to a certain degree where it was getting a little bit mundane. But it's like, oh, if we could only get the right people in our politics, we could then change it. And really, we need to vote out everybody in the House and get all this liberal, or get in all this conservative people. And we'll, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm like, my God. And I got up and I said, listen, we've been doing this for decades now, and it doesn't change anything.
Sure.
I said, perhaps maybe we're at a point where our Constitution brought us up to this level, that we're to the point where we need to hand off the hand off the baton now to spiritualism, and let spiritualism take us to that next level. Sure. of our conscious community, because politics doesn't seem to be the answer anymore. Especially even our beautiful Constitution of the United States, which I support and love to this every day. I appreciate it, but now maybe we're to the point we need to move towards a spiritual Constitution or a spiritual just understanding. Because once you do connect with Source and you do understand that you are related in the energy and the essence of God, Goddess, all there is, mm-hmm. you don't want to hurt people. You don't want to start a war. You don't want to eat little kids. You just don't want to do it, and also the hunger issue too. I mean, I agree with you. I'm tired of eating food, and I think I'm getting there to the point where there was a pill, I just take it, you know.
Sure.
Because it seems to not be as important to me as it used to be, whether that's a great sign or not. But I think what you're talking about, this future of what Nostradamus has said to you and the Galactic Alliance has been bringing up to you, is if it's all true, man, I'm in, coach, you know, and I love it. And this is, I hope, is our future. And what we do at the foundation is really more so for not leaving people behind. You know, I don't want to leave people. I want, the more people we can unite, Ted, and focus on creating our intention and connecting to source, which I believe my definition of living an intentional life is living connected to source, mm-hmm. and living in the flow of things, right? Mm-hmm. And more we could do that with people, everybody who's just waking up, or even they got a little iota of awakening, and we could just expand that gap, like you were saying earlier about how time is shrinking. And it, to me, it makes complete sense, because it's more scalar energy, and it's scalar energy, which is spiritual energy in it coming in, because that gap between A and B, that gap between A and B is becoming less and less and less, to a point where it will be just be A, and A will be immediate.
You know, it's funny you mentioned scalar energy, because for 5 minutes at the beginning of my next hour, I'm bringing in Tom Palladino, who's a famous scalar energy healer from Florida. So yeah.
I know him. He's been on my show. I tell him I said hello.
Okay, I will.
tell him to give me a call.
Okay, I will. I will. I'll call Tim. Okay, no worries. No worries. Well, I wanted to share a message from you for you too, from Jack Kennedy, President Kennedy, who's told me that during his administration 53 years ago, he was trying to institute changes from the bottom, from the top down, through his government. And he said because it's the destiny of this planet to rise into the higher dimensions, the changes now are not coming so much from the top down as they are coming from the bottom up. People like you and me doing our work to make this planet a much better and higher, and happier place. And this is why Nostradamus has told me that the timelines changed. It changed actually. There were a series of books written by a famous American psychic from 1986 to 1988-89 named Dolores Cannon. And she and a group of about 15 to 20 different psychics went back in time and contacted Nostradamus and asked him about his quatrains. And he said at that time that we were headed toward a nuclear, a third world war, beginning in the 1990s out of Bosnia. And by the year 2005 or so, many U.S. cities would be in the middle of this nuclear war, actually, with many cities devastated. And it's now, however, it's 2018, and the timelines have changed. There's been no nuclear war. Sure, we have problems, but our timelines have changed, and we're headed on a really beautiful path, according to what my spirit friends say on the other side.
Well, that's wonderful. In fact, you know, and do our times change, or timeline just change, or did people from the future come back and help change it for our benefit? And periodically, do people from the future come back to change it to our detriment? You know, and I'm sure that's an ongoing question for, you know, whether you're looking from the prism of darkness or you're looking from the prism of light. Mm-hmm. But it's amazing how time travel and the illusion of time allows you, if everything is occurring simultaneously, present, past, and future, well, time travel is not, you know, not hard to understand. Sure. But to understand how everything is happening simultaneously from a linear perspective in this three-dimensional world, and our, say, disconnection from source, or at least the complete understanding of what source is, could be a challenge for most. And it is a challenge for most people. And to try to get that point across, you really have to kind of go quantum and then use your intellect to understand it, then to try to bring your intellect down into your heart, into your emotions, to truly, I think, fathom the meaning of it. But I'm not there yet. I'm still in my intellect, just FYI.
All right, Tim. Well, you do a wonderful job. And I wanted to tell you, too, one of the things that I work on, of course, is the Emoto Peace Project. And one of the things that Dr. Masaru Emoto found back in before he passed away in 2014 was that if you send positive thoughts out to a glass of water, all these beautiful, beautiful crystals will form. But if you send negative thoughts to a glass of water, all these ugly forms, water forms will form.
Asymmetrical, yeah.
Yeah, asymmetrical. So if you want to create a better world, you teach kids the value of having positive thoughts, love and gratitude. And it's such a simple concept, but it works. And there's all kinds of he's written a book called Messages from Water, and Michiko Hayashi will be on talking about that next hour. She's here in the studio with me.
Ted, I need to say too, what you just said is so critical, because I understood it for a long time as well, and the experiments that do it. But the question is, how do you pragmatically utilize that in your day to day? So one of the things that we added to our site at unitedintentions.org is There's right on top when you become part of the community. You actually could write anytime you want what you're grateful for, what acts of kindness you witnessed or received or done. You could actually write what you're laughing at, what's laughter in your life, what's important that's making you laugh, what do you love about yourself or others. And so you have an opportunity just to type that in and share that with your community. Uh-huh. And why is that important? Because exactly what you just said, you're changing the symmetry of the molecular structure of whatever you're focused on that you're grateful for, right?
Sure, absolutely. Absolutely.
But not only that, thanks to Dr. Bruce Lipton and many others like him, mm-hmm. you're changing the symmetry of that issue in your body, but you're also changing it because thoughts are scalar. Mm-hmm. Thoughts happen instantaneous, and feelings happen instantaneous or scalar. They're actually affecting outside of your body too. So it's so important to do a daily practice. And that's one point on the site you could do is a daily practice. And you mentioned about the kids too. And I just want to say this because we're so online with what you just said. And we try to pragmatically put it into play where we created Jennifer Kramer and us here at UIF created the Imagine If program. It was where we're showing children from first grade to 12th grade how their thoughts create their reality. How they change their perception to create, and it changes your experience. Thoughts come first, experience comes second, and we have rolled it out in multiple schools now. Mm-hmm. And it's a pragmatic program that actually not only shows kids that aspect of it, but how it interacts with you don't want to bully, how it interacts with leadership, how it interacts with the social emotional learning program, and it's great because it's very easy to roll over the layover, I should say. Your public school system or your private or homeschooling, mm-hmm. because it's five modules with 15 lessons, and it's a pragmatic way to implement everything you and I are talking about into our three-dimensional reality.
Oh, wow.
And to me, that's how I am excited about paradigm shifting and changing paradigms by doing programs like this, offering programs like online that we have. We could reach millions of people around the world. And really change that hurts of the people who are being left behind, who are not realizing or just waking up to this ability to create their own reality, this ability to create the new world or heaven on earth, whatever you want to describe it. It reaches them, gives them an opportunity to start practicing, experimenting practically with it every day and get a lesson and get a start getting your neural pathways in motion where it could actually start believing and understanding this thoughts come first, reality comes second.
Oh, wow. That's just incredible. And that's something I know that Michiko Hayashi has been working on for many years. I don't know if we can get her on the line now, but it would be good to get her thoughts on that. No, I guess not. But anyway, what is this called, that program that you have? What is it called?
It's called the Imagine If program. And we have our own website, too, for it as well. They could go to the imagineifprogram.org, imagineifprogram.org, and they could sign up and they want that implemented in their school system. They can do that. It's very reasonably priced, and it's more so we are bringing in master trainers, retraining teachers on how to roll this out, as well as offering to different school systems, whether it's public, private, or homeschool. And it's all most, to me, it's because to me, this is what's most important about it, Ted. In school, God, our education system needs such, it's not even that we have great teachers, we have great principals, great people there. It's just that they're teaching things that really are so left brain, you know, and we got to get more in the right brain. But here it's not giving a kid a fish. It's showing them how they can fish.
Right.
It's showing them how they could, whenever the circumstance is given to them in first grade, how they could turn it around, change their perception, and change their reality.
Wow.
That to me is giving somebody a fishing pole. They could use that in any aspect of their lives, at home, in school, when they get older, wherever it may be.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about this. This fits right in with the Emotive Peace Project, which Michiko works on. They distribute these beautiful books called Messages from Water to Little Kids Around the World between the ages of 3 and 12, and it teaches kids the valuable lessons of love and gratitude, and I think that program would be just fantastic with your imaginative program.
Listen, hook us up. Hook us up, Ted.
Okay, I'll put you in touch with her.
Definitely.
Yeah, I think that'd be a perfect fit. So this program sounds wonderful, and it's 5 modules and 15 lessons, and then you distribute that to different schools around the country, and is that right?
We just flew out to meet with one of the ex-representative out in California, because California is very advanced in reference to the the social emotional learning. In fact, they have to have a certain amount. It's very individually for each district, and mm-hmm. so they're very open to programs like this that can make a difference and competitive as well.
Okay.
So we're looking to roll that out there as well as, of course, in Georgia. But we're also, Jennifer's looking at getting some legislation passed, you know, where you have to have these type of social-emotional learning program. Because if you get it legislatively passed, wow, you could really shift a change. Because imagine this, Ted. Imagine mm-hmm. from first grade on, you understand that you're not a victim, that you create your own reality based on your thoughts and feelings.
Right.
Where do you think you would be if you learned that and knew that and you experimented with that and you had those moments like that? Where do you think we would be when we're in our 40s and 50s and 60s?
Oh, my goodness. We'd be so far ahead of the game.
Exactly. God,
and I wish somebody had taught me that when I was a little young little guy, you know? I mean, could you imagine how much better off we'd all be if we realized that when we were young people?
Ted, I'm talking about game changing. I'm talking about the house of cards of all this drama and crisis and whatever would fall. The house of cards would fall apart overnight once we shift our consciousness in that direction. And that's what we're doing, mm-hmm. a little slower. But I'd love for the kids to learn to do that. New kids coming in probably have that skill set to do it. So we're really not telling them anything different. But we're shifting our educational system to promote it. And I think that's what's most important.
Hmm. Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, anything I can do to help out with that, I'll link you up with the Modal Peace Project. And you can talk to Michiko sometime about that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that would be just such a perfect fit.
Well, because they do actual pragmatic, that you see the experiment. You could get a bag of rice, you know, you do that intentional experiment with that, and you can see three cups of rice, one being neutral, never done anything to it, one being bad intentions, one being good intentions. And you could see that yourself right now. I mean, mm-hmm. just imagine every school doing that for first graders. Think of the impact of that.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Where they could see that. That's one of the programs that we incorporate into all our programs where you could actually see this. We do summer camps now, too, where you're experimenting with this type of reality, how you are in charge of your reality by your thoughts.
Wow.
And it's just amazing responses we're getting because kids are so open-minded and they're so innocent and they love magic. And I'll tell you what, we live in a magical world.
Mm-hmm.
We really do. When we look back and we sit back and we look at it, and we can look at, if we listen to the news every day, it's a horrible world. If we sit
That's
back
right.
And, if we sit back and listen to you, it's a beautiful world. You know what I mean?
Well,
so
thank
it just
you.
Depends on where you put your attention to. And I'll tell you who else is knowing this, too, is like, you know, you mentioned Kelly Gallagher earlier. I started a company with her called Jam and Planet. And that's exactly what we're doing more on the integrative medicine side, because you're looking at these doctors, these integrative doctors, as you know, they're one percenters. Almost all our doctors in the Western culture are allopathic/acute doctors. We're talking about integrative preventative doctors, holistic doctors who really understand that we're not just a chemical response. We're a chemical response and a bioelectrical response. We're a whole energy of issues, and our emotions and thoughts are so critical in this process of healing that no one heals us. Mm-hmm. We heal ourselves, and they assist us in this healing process, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so when we launched the Doctors Who Rock and the Get Your Life Back Now, by the way, I don't know if I told you or not, we're launching it right now. Monday morning, the Get Your Life Back Now series goes into DVD production.
Wow.
as well as goes into the, you could download it on our site. 20 hours of the most integrative, incredible healing responses from the most world-renowned integrative doctors like Dr. Mercola, Dr. Sinatra, mm-hmm. Dr. Cowden. I mean, mm-hmm. Dr. Zach Bush, you know, mm-hmm. and Dr. Tenet. It goes on and on and on. These are the best of the best.
Wow.
Dr. Groupy, the dentist in dentistry, all captured in six DVDs, and they're all captured where they're sharing their understanding of how you could take your life back and reverse these things, reverse the Alzheimer's, reverse the MS. You know what? Cancer's not a death sentence.
Wow.
It's not. Wow. Through the power of intent, the power of emotions, the power of also supplements and the belief in the supplements and the belief in these holistic and homeopathic remedies that have been around forever, that have been not allowed because of our present big pharma system doesn't allow it,
sure.
it's been released. right now. If people want, by the way, I should say, people want to hear more about it, they go to getyourlifebacknow.live, getyourlifebacknow.live, and you can start purchasing or get access to it or figure it out. But I'm telling you, this is all about the power of intention. It is.
Beautiful.
That's what brought us together on that, was the power of intention.
Wow. You and Danyon and the rest of the crew must have interesting discussions during your board meetings.
Yeah. Yeah, very seldom it's about business.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm kidding.
Well, it is about business, though. That's just it.
It is.
You have to look at it kind of a different kind of way, actually. But it is about business because you're raising vibrations. And if you sat around and discussed doom and gloom topics about how horrible the future is, that wouldn't be accomplishing your purpose of your nonprofit. So I can understand. So it's not, you know, exactly. It does fit. It does fit.
Exactly. Listen, you need to. I just want to think about it. Our next Doctors Who Rock and Get Your Life Back Now with these same doctors and hundreds more of doctors, really, you know, and every one of them, I have to say, is spiritually connected. Almost everyone, maybe not everyone, but most of them are coming from Source, and they're truth seekers. I mean, we had Andy Wakefield, Del Bigtree, and we had paradigm shifters, people there who have been stripped of their licenses because they've been speaking the truth, you know, about vaccines, about about the glyphosate in the water and in the air now, and about the chemtrails and the aluminums and falling down from the sky, and these people are brave to the point where, and I don't know if you knew this, maybe you did, but there's been a lot of murdered and disappearing holistic and integrative doctors in the last 4 or 5 years.
I've heard that. Absolutely. I think there's been like 85, 86. It depends upon how many, I mean, how you want to look at it.
Go ahead. One or two is enough for me to like say, okay, this is not right. You know, and now you're talking 85, some say 100 plus. But my point is this. At the Doctors Who Rock Awards we had in 2017, like, again, we had all these top docs I mentioned already. There, we at one point, Kelly and I, we presented a kind of a collage on videos. All we did video presentations. This was a black tie affair. This was like Academy Award style Doctors Who Rock. We were honoring these doctors who not only had their license stripped, some of them, but ones who were under, have the targets on their back, who have gone through hell over the last 30, 40 years of just speaking the truth about holistic integrative medicine, right? And for the first time ever, Ted, they were being honored and appreciated. For the first time ever, collectively.
Wow.
And so it was unprecedented. And there was not a dry eye, and I'm telling you, not a dry eye in the 300s of people that we had in the banquet there, in the gala, we called it. When we were showing these murdered doctors, these doctors that were disappeared, whatever the case may be, because there's always a cover-up on most of them. Some were just blatantly murdered, but there's always a cover-up to whatever degree, that we were showing them going up into the sky, a picture of their face going up the sky, and we were playing the song Don't Back Down by Tom Petty. But so we captured all this on tape, and they were standing ovations because they knew Dr. Gonzalez. They knew Dr. Bradstreet. They knew all these 8,500 plus doctors who are not here anymore. They were personal friends of them, one of them. And so when you hear this kind of lame outside story, well, I wonder if that's true or not. It's not only true, but these are the people that you experienced, that we captured on this DVD, that actually knew and have had their own lives threatened throughout the process of them speaking the truth.
Wow.
So it is unprecedented, and I can't wait. It has nothing to do with business. To me, it has to do with getting the truth out to the millions and billions of people out there of really how you could get your life back by stop listening to this medical model that's been ran by Big Pharma and enforced by, I call it, Murder Incorporated, which is the Defense Department, which you can't really, you got to be able to allow, the truth will always come out one way or another. And it's fascinating how now that these docs are uniting and they're getting the truth out, and we're in partnership with, we call ourselves Doctors of Rock, Jam and Planet, Kelly and I, but we created the Doctors of Rock, and we're partnering with ACAM, which is Dr. Cowden's and Dr. and then the Sconyers group, where they're the doctor's doctor, you know, when it comes to integrative medicine. They're untouchable in reference to their credibility. And And we're moving this forward and rolling it out to wake up not only America, but wake up everyone around the world to that they could claim their power back to their health. And there's much more going on than this medical, this limited, insidious medical model that now they're pushing out with the pharmaceutical drugs and right. and all these other items that really don't address your their symptom. They're managing symptoms, and they never really let you realize that you can heal from MS, you can heal from Alzheimer's, you can heal from ALS, you right. can heal from cancer, right. you could heal from every chronic illness you could list right now. Diabetes, you could turn your diabetes around in 2 weeks, wow. literally through nutrition,
wow.
and people don't realize that because they're just not allowed to have this information because of the conspiracy of the big pharma, the mainstream media, and all the stuff that you talk about that you know
right,
of
right.
is not allowed the information to come out. So well, I'm so proud to be part of that. Mm-hmm. You have no, and United Intentions Foundation sponsored the whole event.
Sure.
So I can't tell you, that's one of my proudest moments of wow. what we've been able to do, and we're rolling it out now. I mean, as we speak, people go to getyourlifebacknow.live and be part of this experience.
Wow, beautiful. Well, you probably heard about this gentleman, but there's a fellow named Valiant Thor, who Craig Campobasso, a Hollywood producer, did a film on him back a couple of years ago. I think it was in 14 or 15. And Valiant Thor was an extraterrestrial human who came and met with President Eisenhower back in, I think he came in 1957, and he said, "Look, your planet's a mess, but I can help you." And I will give you technology and spiritual and show you how to spiritually advance so that you'll get rid of disease completely on this planet and also have. It was presented to Eisenhower, President Eisenhower at the time, and he liked the idea. But Tricky Dick Nixon, his vice president, was against it because he was concerned that all of his friends in the pharmaceutical industry and his doctor friends would lose their jobs if everybody suddenly became healthy and they got rid of all disease.
Well, Rockefeller, too. They were knee-deep and all that. You know what? Bill Cooper, I don't know if you knew him, but he talked about that.
Yeah.
That we had the good aliens, good humanoid aliens came in to try to tell us, hey, listen, don't get rid of your nuclear power, get rid of your nuclear power, do this, and we'll help you. They didn't even say, my understanding, they didn't even say we're going to give you technology, but we're going to help heal and give you right. counsel and support.
Right.
And they took a pass, right?
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden these more, malevolent aliens came in, say the Greys or whatever you want to call them.
Right.
Hey, keep the nuclear war. We don't want to know anything. We'll give you a lot of technology, you know, just let us do these things, experiment on humans. And they're like, okay. And now here we are.
That's true.
Isn't that just what you just said is just mm-hmm. incredible mm-hmm. how you got personal validation of that. You even know the person who came.
Yeah.
And here our society is we're under this, that one decision,
mm-hmm.
that one decision by Eisenhower, by his handler, Nixon, who
right.
was also handler of the Rockefellers and then Rothschilds and all the other gang out there,
right.
How it just changed our whole movement of where we are.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you one thing though, and I'll tell you on a positive note here, Ted.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that happened. You can think I'm crazy here, but I'm mm-hmm. glad that happened. Mm-hmm. You know why?
Mm. Why?
Because I truly believe, from the deepest part of my soul, that if we didn't have this darkness right now, I'm talking about dark, satanic mm-hmm. pedophilia dark, right?
Mm-hmm.
If we didn't have this darkness right now, we would not be forced to go within ourselves to find our answer of our own power.
Mm-hmm.
I think, through the darkness, we could find the light, and we could decide at that point with free will what we want to be able to experience. And as Teal Swan and so many others eloquently say that, listen, we learn through pain, we can learn through love. And right now, this darkness, we can learn from that. We grow from it, and it's part of us. And we recognize it, and then we choose, because we have this experience of darkness, we choose to go within. Because right. because we're not going to find our answers outside of ourselves, and everyone thinks they will. They think they're going to find their answer watching the Super Bowl. They're going to think they're going to find their answer going to the local bar.
Mm-hmm.
They think the answer. And trust me, I'm no saint. I have my own vices and issues.
Mm-hmm.
But my point is that we're forced as a collective, or being forced as a collective, and what we think is true outside is not true. It's upside down. It's a lie. What's lie is true. What's truth is lie. So we're forced to have to go within ourselves to find our own guidance, our own internal guidance process here. And to me, I think that is maybe why we should be looking at it more so and not looking back like, wow, Eisenhower made a bad decision, but more so that, hey, because of that decision, we're gonna manifest and grow and create heaven on earth here much faster than perhaps we would have if we went with the other way. Who knows? But that's just my personal belief.
Oh, sure. Well, I've heard that Cory Good has said that the entire solar system now is quarantined, and the bad boys from the reptilians and the grays are actually sealed into the solar system. They can't get out. And there's going to be a day coming one of these days soon where there's going to be judgment day for them, and they'll have a choice of either reforming themselves and transforming themselves into positive entities, or if they insist on their negativity, they'll either be sent back to their home planet of Draco, or there's another a new Earth, a negative Earth in the third dimension that's been created in the same orbital path as this planet, but on the other side of the solar system, where negative entities will go, and they'll work out their karma there and work out their negativity and war and fighting, and they'll be given the chance to work through their karma and hopefully make the right choices to ascend. But for many of us on this planet, I know myself, I've been here 52,000 years or 720 lifetimes. I came in from the Pleiades, and I want to make this my last lifetime before I'm given the opportunity to leave the planet too. So
I always identify with the Pleiades, but I think it's brilliant. I'm so glad when I hear you say stuff like that, Ted, you make me feel so secure.
Oh,
and with my direction and purpose where I am, because I don't have that skill set. I don't have that. I'm not in that expanded five-dimensional reality that you are tapped into as a psychic and as a person who's extended himself on that level. But I'll tell you, when I hear you say that, I do. It resonates to be true. And, I don't know if you pick up on, do you think I'm from the Pleiades? Or do you think
Absolutely. I'd like to give you a good reading off air. In case personal stuff comes up, maybe next week before I come on. I think, am I scheduled on the 30th?
Yeah.
Okay.
You sure? I think so.
Yeah, on the 30th on your show. Yeah, great. Okay.
Yeah, we'll do that because I really identify with you on that. And I think that's where perhaps you and I are kind of brothers. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's great to hear. And I truly believe, and I was talking to Billy Carson. I had him on my show a little while ago.
Mm-hmm.
He's on Gaia and has his own, he's very heavy into the space, the secret space program and all that.
Sure.
And he was saying that, and I was telling him that, listen, I mean, what's the end game here? It's them against us? No, I think they're just as growing through darkness and light as we are. They may be a little further down in darkness, right?
Yeah, that's
but
right.
I think they're under the same umbrella of God, Goddess, all there is, even though they may act as demigods, but they're not.
Right.
They're the same umbrella. And so why don't we share our compassion with them too?
Right.
Even though they're doing horrible things, eating children, you're doing all these horrible things. But you know what? What do we do to little calves when they're born, for veal? We put them in a dark room.
We
torture them and we scare them to death and then eat them up. I mean, so if we kind of look at our own behavior, see somebody doing that to a human, we're like, oh my God, this is unfathomable. Right.
What goes around comes around, Tim.
We limit our compassion to the level of estimation of other people or other things, intelligence.
Right.
That's where we go wrong. And that's where the aliens go wrong too.
That's true.
And so maybe we are here to help each other raise that vibration. And I'm glad if there is a net around this solar system, good for you guys out there. keep it going. I'm inside the net and I'll do my part. But, hey, one day just promise me this. I want to have my own enterprise and be Captain Kirk and go around the world and around the universe. If you let me have that, I'll do whatever I need to do here. All right. That's my deal.
I'm told my galactic friends are listening. So they've noted that. So we'll give them a call next week. We've got about a minute left, Tim. And don't go away. I just want to thank you so much for coming on today. Your website is www.unitedintentions.org. Tim's a wonderful fellow trying to make this world a better place, and I'm so happy you could come on today. Tim, I want to give you the rest of the time, about 45 seconds, to please wrap up your wonderful interview.
All right. Well, I'd rather talk about you because you are a fascinating man. I mean, who deals directly with the Galactic Alliance, I got my in now, all right? I found my purpose over time, and I've always been a unique individual, and I always attracted the most unique people, and I'm so grateful to be alive and excited in this time of change, whether you want to call it negative change or positive change. I am here, I am present, and I'm excited, and I'm surrounding myself with the best people I could possibly imagine. And you now, Ted, being one of the latest people in my life that I'm so grateful and so honored to be, I could say call my friend. And
oh, thank you.
Whatever the United Intentions Foundation could do to support you and your mission, we are there, okay? Because we're on probably the same mission, I guess, if it comes down to it, aren't we?
Okay, yeah, absolutely, Tim. Tim, have a beautiful day. We'll talk next week. Thank you so much again.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. Please stay tuned for our next hour, friends.